Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And today's going to be a very exciting show. We are going to be talking about this great new weather and the amazing things you can do with your dog in this weather. First of all, before we go any farther, I want to make sure that everybody has been aware of what's been going on in the media. They've actually picked up a number of people recently with dogs who are even aggressive, and there was a gentleman that was in the airport who was bitten pretty severely by a quote-unquote service dog who was certified by a group. I will not give them the name, but you can go online and you can be one of those people who's part of the problem, and you can go get a fake service dog vest and a fake service dog badge and a fake all that, and you can do that. You can even go to some of these lesser known agencies that are really nothing more than a couple people sitting in a garage somewhere, and they're claiming that they're training service dogs, and they don't even have a clue of what to do. So there's a lot of that going on. Well, there was an expose on Inside Edition, which, if anybody knows, that's on one of the cable channels, and it's a great thing. They give exposés on different things, kind of like the old 60 Minutes used to do. Well, anyway, so apparently this quote-unquote service dog that this man had was a pit bull Cane Corso mix or some kind of one of these hybrid bulldog, you know, bully breeds. And this other man was just walking, and he happened to be, I believe, a dentist. He happened to be just walking, minding his own business, walking onto the plane. And this dog lunged, and of course, because it was in an airport, they had surveillance camera. So you could see this dog just absolutely, for no reason whatsoever, just going over and attacking this man. Now, that could have been a child, that could have been anything. And unfortunately, those of us who have real service dogs know that you don't get a fake badge, you don't get a fake certificate, and pretend you're something you're not. Because I am actually working on this as well as a number of other of the legitimate service dog groups who spend tens of hours just literally just in one location and sometimes thousands of hours of training the dog, making sure they're the best dogs in the world, making sure they're used to being around people, all kinds of people, making sure that they're appropriately trained, appropriately behaved. And, you know, of course anything can happen to anything in life, but pretty much I can guarantee you that that dog, which had a fake certificate from one of these agencies, it's just a company, it's somebody sitting in their garage making up fake IDs that look real and making up fake certificates that look real. Well, do you know what the real certificates look like for service dogs? Like, if you wanted to make a perfect forgery of a real service dog certificate and ID card, do you know what you'd have to do? Nothing, because there is no national or federally mandated certification or registration for any dog to be a service dog. The power doesn't actually go to the dog. The power actually is with the ADA. So even the emotional support dogs that some of the veterans have, those are not service dogs. A service dog only gets its power and has that power because of the person he or she is a service dog for. So, for instance, if someone is diabetic or has a seizure disorder, the ADA of 1990 allows that dog, if it is trained in two specific things to help that person through a bad episode or a seizure or a blood sugar episode or for physical support, balanced dog, which we call mobility dog, opening and closing things, picking things up in the case of children and others who have some of the, osteo issues where they have extremely brittle bones, where they can actually break a bone just bending over. Those are all the people who should have service dogs. Everybody else, you know, this show is really about helping you to train your legitimate service dog from, you know, start to finish. But unfortunately, most people don't understand the amount of work that goes into it. And just, for instance, that one person, that one young fellow who thought he was above the law, he will be prosecuted. And he's also going to have a nice lawsuit because the man who was bitten had a pretty substantial bite that he still had after the show was aired, which is a couple months later. And he still had a pretty sizable scar, and it was still pretty bad looking. So you can look that up on Inside Edition. But, you know, the main thing is, why would anybody try to bring their dog onto a plane? And if you get a dog, even if you think the agency is reputable, ask them how many dogs they've trained. Ask that agency if this is even dealing with any agency. Ask them how many years they've been doing it. Ask, and the easy thing is just Google. Google people. Check their criminal background. You might find out that the person you're giving $5,000 to and paying this person for, you may find out that person was in prison. You may find out that they were in for cheat or for theft or for child molestation. It could be for anything. But you've got to know who these people are who are going to be training this dog for you. Everybody in the world is, oh, I train service dogs. I train this, that, the other thing. And the moral of the story is there is no national certification. Even the most legitimate of them, like the seeing eye dogs that we all see, the dog is only as good as the person who is training the dog. And even so, the dog is only as good as the breeding behind it or the person who was able to actually work with that dog. And it doesn't mean you have to get a puppy, because we certainly don't use puppies. 90% of our dogs are rescues. But that's why we spend 4 to 6 months. That's before the dog even starts training to be a service dog. We make sure that the dogs are perfectly well-behaved. They're out in airplanes. They're out in airports. They're out in train stations. They're in buses, public transportation. They're up and down stairs, escalators, and elevators, schools. You can't even imagine hospitals. Think of all the places that a dog might have to go where you might go. So what winds up happening then is if you have a dog and it's not a real service dog, so, you know, you figure, well, what does it matter? Well, how about if your dog is not appropriately behaved because you don't know what how to train a dog? And even if you do know how to train a dog, we are actually working on right now, as we speak, having national standards. And my national standard is different than many of the others. What I want to know is that dog is not going to be a danger to itself or to others. That's it. I don't care if you say that you have a seizure alert dog and you don't have a seizure disorder. I don't care. That's you and God get to discuss that later on, much later on, and I'm out of that. But what is very important is understanding how that can impact people who really do need service dogs. You don't have to fake PTSD and claim that you have PTSD. Just if you don't need the dog, please don't make it into a circus. Because if your dog bites somebody like this one that bit somebody at the airport, it's going to come down on all people that need a real legitimate service dog. And it's just not fair. It's just not fair. So, you know, think twice before you buy one of these things from these fake agencies, because that is going to eventually, if I have anything to do with it, is going to be criminally punishable as at least a misdemeanor that will appear on a criminal record for you if you do it. It's just wrong. Well, stay tuned. We are going to teach you actually how to work with your dog to make it into a wonderful, well-behaved dog. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. all natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And I do want to give my normal Tuesday night shout out to the incredible, inimitable future Dr. Jody Joseph up at Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. She is 1 year closer to achieving her DVM. I'm so, so proud of her. So we want to go through things again. What should you do if you do want to train a service dog? What kind of qualities would be, and what kind of dog, as we've discussed in previous weeks, would be the best kind of dog for you to have for a service dog? Well, it really depends on what the disability is that you have. Now, if you're interested and if you're close to one of our 37 states where we have certified natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists through UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, you can actually go to a course. We have a really awesome class. We're starting our New Jersey one. We'll have one in Texas. We will have them all over the country, many different locations very soon. But what it starts with is really the right dog. It's kind of like people saying, what's the secret to a really, really great marriage? Finding the right person really helps, you know. It would be really hard if you think about your worst breakup and then imagine that that's who was chosen for you and that's who you're stuck with. Now, have a really great, healthy marriage. Good luck on that one. It's the same thing with a dog. You've really got to make sure that when you, you know, are working with things and when you're trying to find the right dog, that you first know what kind of things are you going to need that dog to do for you. If, for instance, you're looking at having, let's say, something like a balance dog or a mobility dog, and this matters whether you're home, whether you're going to go out in public, whether you're going to go on a plane, you have to have the right size and shape dog if you're going to need to balance on an animal. Now, the general rule is the dog should weigh about half what you weigh. So if for a mobility dog, if it's any less than half, so if you're a 200-pound person, the bare minimum that you should have, the and I mean bare minimum, is a dog that's a good 100 pounds. Obviously, the closer you can get the dog to the size of the person within reason, the better. But then remembering, well, if you're going to be flying on a plane a lot, service horses and service ponies aren't even allowed on anymore, only dogs. So, you know, the things are starting to change because people have ruined them and gotten really ridiculous. Well, if you have, let's say, a 150-pound Mastiff, he's not even going to fit in the bulkhead. So if you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, don't get something that's overkill. Now, on the contrary, if you're using the dog mostly for at home. Like, I know I have a number of people, including a wonderful lady with Bell's palsy, who I found this amazing Bernese Mountain Dog, and we've been training her for this wonderful lady. And if she's listening, she's jumping up and down right now because I haven't told her until now that that dog is being trained specifically for her. Well, a Bernese Mountain Dog is a great dog because they're used to pulling carts. And this female is a big girl. So we don't want to have the distance from the hand of the person to the dog or the handle being too much. Because what will happen, imagine if you had to balance, and even yourself right now, if you stood up and you stood straight and you reach your hand down, and when you reach your hand down, you make a gentle fist, that is the bare, like, minimum of height that you would need for a balance dog. If the dog is too high, it throws your balance off. If the dog is too low, you can play around with, obviously, different handles and sizes and shapes. But even the way that, like, we have special harnesses that we have specially constructed for each individual dog and person team, because if you have someone who is going to have a difficult time getting up off the floor and the person is down there and you're going to have the person have the dog help them, well, you might want a side handle, but you've got to have a really, really solid, strong vest so that the person doesn't hurt the dog when the person gets up using the dog as balance. So that's a very important part of it, because you can hurt the dog. If you're a 200-pound person putting all your weight on a 100-pound dog, and that's within appropriate standards, if you're going to do that, you're probably going to hurt the dog. So we actually go through many, many, many months, and I mean 6-8 months sometimes, with dogs to be able to put the pressure on the appropriate portions of the shoulder and the hips. You have to really be careful, because you don't want to put pressure on the middle of the dog's back. If you do that, you're going to end up hurting your dog, and then your dog isn't going to be useful anymore. I saw this awesome article, and I'm going to talk about it more in the future, but it was actually a company who had done all this research, and sounds great, and they did all this research, and 30 to 50% of all service dogs placed end up not either living the 8 years that they need to be used for the average service dog, or the even worse is these dogs actually fail out after they've graduated because of the stress. Now, if you're, let's say, working constantly and your entire life is in, let's say, 10 years instead of 80 years, we all know that 7-to-1 ratio for dog years to human years. Well, with a service dog, it's probably more than that. It's probably at least 10 years for every 1 year of human life, because those are very, very powerful animals very often who are responsible either mentally or physically for a lot of things that, you know, most dogs don't have to be responsible for. And that creates a lot of stress. And when a dog is under stress, just like when people are under stress, you know what happens? That stress leads to health issues. It can lead to even, you know, arthritis. It can lead to thyroid issues. And then, of course, most of these service dogs that people are trying to train are lab mixes or golden mixes or labs, you know, purebred or whatever. And a lot of those dogs already have bad hips. They have a lot of thyroid issues, especially with goldens. So you take a dog who's maybe not the strongest dog in the first place, and, you know, you're putting a lot of stress, undue stress on this poor dog. So, you know, we usually look for about 8 years of usable service life when we have a dog. And we're looking at you know, training a dog for a person with a disability or autism or whatever it is. So if we're going to start out with a dog who's already got a weak temperament or bad hips or, you know, a tendency to have thyroid issues, all that stress, and remember, working dogs can't just stop when they want to. They can't say, hey, I'm really tired, I got to rest, because their person is in the middle of a street. They can't just lie down. That creates a lot of stress on any dog. And I even see it with Wyatt, and I see it with Savannah and Sedona and, you know, Romeo and all my millions of dogs I seem to have here. You'll see these dogs after working and doing cancer detection samples, which, by the way, we're going to talk about in a moment. You'll see these dogs get really tired, and that's only after a few days. Wyatt, who travels with me all the time, sometimes after a long trip, especially if we've had connecting flights and a lot of things going on, he's really tired. And you have to be able to understand you don't want to just put that stress on a dog who's not healthy and otherwise able to handle it. We are going to talk about a lot more, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're going to continue on today about training your dog to be a service dog and just the generally best dog in the world. So when you have your dog selected and you've decided on the breed, or on the size that you're looking for, try to stay focused on that. Don't change because you see something that's cuter or fluffier or bigger or smaller. If you've come up with it, it's like when I teach kids for the SAT and I do all my college, independent college counseling and all the things that I do with children that I've been doing for 30 years, getting kids into Ivy League colleges and places they probably had no right to get into, but that's a great thing as well. One of the things is when you have something and you spend time thinking about it and you work on it and you're not really, you know, worried about it and you're kind of like, okay, I've got a great idea and I'm going to do this, and you come up with it and you've perused and paused and decided, okay, this is what I have to do and I know how I'm going to do it. Don't just throw it all out the window and then just say, oh, you know, yeah, instead of getting that 80-pound lab Rhodesian Ridgeback mix, I'm going to go get the 22-pound poodle mix. Because if it's for a seizure alert dog, then it doesn't matter. But if you're going to use it as a balanced dog, and I see this all the time, it's part of the problem when people are breeding dogs. They're trying to breed for one trait. So if you're going to rescue a dog, first thing is, get an idea of what you're going to need. Now, if you're looking for something like a balanced dog, obviously size of the dog is going to be very, very important, because if you have something that's too small, you're not going to be able to utilize that dog appropriately, and you might as well just not have a dog at all. Which brings me to this very lovely, lovely family, and they got a particular, it wasn't this breed, but it was similar. Basically got a pug, Pugs are adorable. They're really cute little dogs. If they would stop mixing them with everything, they're adorable little dogs. They do have the brachiocephalic dogs do have problems breathing sometimes in the summer, but they don't have the best sense of smell. So what did she do? Well, she got this pug to be a seizure alert dog. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when you have a really stuffed nose, or if you didn't have a nose at all, just imagine how you would be able to sense somebody having a seizure. The answer is you couldn't. So unfortunately, this lovely, lovely family is going to need me to find them an appropriate seizure alert dog for their daughter, because if, what do you do? I can't give a dog a sense of smell. And it's also not a dog that you can take all over with you, because unfortunately the brachiocephalic dogs, which would mean the kind of squishy, pushed-in face dogs, like the French bulldogs, regular bulldogs, not American bulldogs, they actually have a nose. Some of the boxers, these dogs tend to have problems, and pugs, English bulldogs, like we were saying, tend to have a lot of problems in the heat, because they don't have any way for their heat to come out of their body, and they're not panting. One of the greatest things in the world is for dogs to be able to pant through their mouths, and when they breathe through their nose, they're able to actually get rid of a lot of not only toxins from their lungs, but they're actually able to get rid of heat so that they won't overheat as much, and that's where the brachiocephalic dogs, when they're breathing in 90-degree air or 100-degree air, and the problem is the hot air like in Phoenix, Arizona area, or any of those places where there it's like a desert climate where it's extremely dry, the dogs don't have any way of filtering that air, so it actually goes into their lungs, and they feel that full heat worse than we do because they have little short airways. So it's really important to make sure that you have the appropriate dog. Now, if you're looking for a dog for blood sugar or for seizure alert or something like that, that's going to be something that you really don't need to have a size that's particularly, let's say, you don't need to have a 90-pound dog. You could have a 20-pound dog. You could possibly, if you could find the right one, find a toy breed. The key is the dog has to be within about 4 feet of your breath or of the area that the dog is going to be alerting on. So if you're having, let's say you have a little tiny, tiny dog, and the tiny, tiny dog is on the ground, he's still probably more than 4 feet away if you're a 6-foot-tall man. So you would almost have to carry the dog or periodically encourage the dog to come up to smell your breath or to sense the oncoming seizure. And you'd almost have to make the dog do that intentionally rather than a larger dog who's within 4 feet of the smell that he's going to be alerting on. So it's really, really important that you make sure you understand what you're trying to do and what kind of things you're looking for your dog to do for you or for your child. Now, here's another one. The dog has to be social. There's no question about this. The dog has to be a social dog. So that means that if you're going to be traveling and you're going on an airplane, your dog has to be very, very rock solid. And people will say, oh, well, my dog's not good with kids, but it's okay. There's usually not kids. Well, if you go on an airplane and look at what happened with at the top of the show, what we were talking about, where this big, giant dog attacked a man. If that had been a little kid, that kid's face would have been ripped open. And that is completely unacceptable. And that's what happens where people go out and do stupid things because they don't know what they don't know. So let's say we've got the right dog, and now how do you train the dog? Well, don't go on the internet. Please, dear Lord, don't go on the internet, because the internet will get you in trouble. First of all, you have people who don't know what they're doing, who are going to try to rip you off or tell you that, like the one website said, you can get your service dog card here and don't never be hassled again. If your dog is aggressive with other people or dogs, you might want to consider the use of a muzzle. Excuse me? A muzzle on a service dog? I mean, that is just so ludicrous. I can't even go there. That's ridiculous. But unfortunately, when you deal with Charlatans, you're going to get ripped off. And also, don't give anybody money before you Google them. And don't just look at local blogs. Don't look at somebody, a local trainer who says, oh, I've trained 4 dogs. Well, good. I've trained 25,000 dogs. I know a little more than your average local trainer. And I'm telling you, people who don't understand the special needs community and don't understand what the dog can be doing and how to train it, all you're going to do is waste your money. You're going to throw your money away. And there are a lot of people in this business, unfortunately, who are into this for ego, because they think that, oh, you know, everybody's going to think I'm so amazing and I'm going to walk around with my service dog, even though it's a fake service dog. You know, that's the problem. So when you're looking for someone, and I'm going to tell you that in a little bit, how you can get involved in really training your dog so that your dog will be a true service dog and not just, you know, have a fake card from somebody who's making $200 off you. But we're going to be able to actually teach you how to train your dog, or how to even use your dog that you have now, even helping you or special needs child within the home. There's actually a whole book series that's right now a 2-part book series that I'm writing with my good friend Temple Grandin, who is guiding me on the things that she wants me to include in the book of all of my therapies. And I'm going to share some of that with you, so you definitely want to stay tuned. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA, from family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all 4 paws in a little over a minute with just 1 fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. And we're going to continue on about talking about how do you get your dog trained by a professional. Well, one of the ways that you can do it is to seek out, not on the internet necessarily, although you can use that as a guide, but seek out not somebody who's a very local obedience trainer kind of person, or somebody who is really local and has only maybe done 1 dog or 2 or 5 or whatever. You have to do hundreds of dogs before you really know how to do this. And, you know, every dog teaches you a lesson, even though you're training the dog or teaching the dog. It's training and teaching you, too. Well, at United Canine Professionals, we're really careful. Anybody who comes in and wants to apply to become a natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialist, expert, or master first has to go through pretty rigorous approval by the board, and then there are different things like we do run criminal background checks to make sure all of our people are legitimate. Nobody's, you know, got anything bad in their background, and we have really great licensed and bonded people who are, you know, certified to do the right thing and the right job. And beyond that, We do truly have the most amazing people on our team. So if you want to learn how to turn your dog into a service dog, and you're in, let's say, Texas, or you're in Missouri, or you're in North Carolina, or Georgia, or Arizona, or New Mexico, or New Jersey, obviously, or New York, or California, or anywhere you can think of, even Bulgaria, we've got one of our people who's in Bulgaria who's going to be coming in next week. I'm going to try to interview her. And she's going to be coming in actually on, I believe, the 7th of June. And she's going to be training with us, even though she's gone through the training. She's going to be continuing on her additional training with us here in the U.S. for several weeks, and this is not a once-a-week thing. This is an everyday thing. This is really intensive training, and she's going to be learning all the things that she needs to do to help work with dogs in Bulgaria, as well as helping other people in Bulgaria who do not have the presence of the ADA of 1990, because it's Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, but we're going to be training other people to do what we do, and that's the way we can spread the word, and that's how we can get good quality, super-duper service dogs who not only have the best of health, the best temperaments, but the best training. And you really need to make sure that when you're dealing with someone, that that person is going to have the ability to handle that dog and handle problems. Because, you know, sometimes it's not about finding the right dog. It's about not finding the wrong dog. Kind of like it is with husbands or spouses or kids, you know. Sometimes you have somebody who, you know, you love them, they're great, they're beautiful, but it's just not working. And with dogs, it's very similar to people. You can have someone who's a drunk driver. They drive and they drink and they can kill someone. And that can affect their whole life. Well, same thing with a dog. A dog can have a disability, whether it's a chemical or physical or emotional disability, and its behavior isn't right. And the problem is when you get your own dog, you get emotionally attached to the dog. Of course we do. That's why we have dogs. Dogs are the best. If dogs could talk, everyone always says, oh, I wish dogs could talk, then I wouldn't need a husband. No. If dogs could talk, you'd call them a husband. You don't need the dog to talk. That's why we love dogs and we love animals, because they don't tell us when we look fat in a new pair of jeans. They don't tell us that we look tired, that we have bags under our eyes. Dogs just are dogs, and animals see through that shallow pettiness that humans find so intriguing and necessary. So it's really important for you to understand when you find a dog, that doesn't mean it's still going to be the right dog. What are you going to do if you get 6 months into the training and you find out that that dog doesn't have the mind to do what you want him to do? But you've already fallen in love with him. Your kids love the dog. Oh, well, good. Now you have a family pet. And that defeats the whole purpose. So there definitely is a reason to go with a legitimate service dog agency. Now, that brings me to my next point. Unfortunately, the legitimate agencies charge anywhere from about $14,000, plus you have to take 2 weeks off of work and change your whole life and go train wherever they are, all the way up to $25,000 and $30,000. There's one agency that charges almost $60,000 for a service dog. Now, these are quote-unquote legitimate agencies that you're probably going to be in halfway decent shape with. There is one that I know personally that provided two service dogs, one that bit the mother of the child and one that ripped the child's face open, a little autistic boy. Literally, the dog ripped his face open. And that is heartbreaking to me, because the foster person who had been taking care of that dog actually reached out to us to be a volunteer and was the one who told me that she had actually fostered that dog and told this woman in charge of this other agency that, listen, this dog is fear aggressive, he does not have the right temperament, and he really needs to come out of the program. And she said to the woman, and I quote, "The dog is already sold, make it work." That is heartbreaking. And that's, you know, granted, most of the agencies are not like that. There are about, I'd say, four or five really reputable agencies. I know Merlin's Kids, which is our foundation, we are really picky. And if there's anything we don't like, we will not place a dog. But, of course, we do it for free, so we don't have anything to gain by it. It's always, you know, it's, you know, we just didn't realize that, you know, that sometimes, you know, you have a dog and sometimes the dog isn't what you think it is. But we have the dog at our facilities or with one of our expert people who is actually a certified canine behaviorist. And that's why we're able to then provide a dog to the family. And it might take 6 months, a year. It might take a year and a half. But at least that family doesn't have to go through the heartache of having a dog, finding out the dog isn't the right dog, and then, you know, now they've got to either give the dog up or forego a service dog. So, you know, with our people, we're very, very picky. We make sure that we really train everybody to be able to do what they need to do in order to make that dog the best dog in the world. And then we custom train the dogs specifically to the individual needs of each child or person that we train the dog for. Meaning, if you're training a seeing eye dog, almost everybody, because seeing eye dogs you can't get if you have multiple disabilities typically. So every seeing eye dog has to be able to know what the curb is and to stop, to find an elevator, to alert to a door, to tell you if there's traffic, to find the staircase or the escalator or elevator. So all those different things. But a dog for a child with autism, good luck on that one. There's no two children in the world who are the same, even twins who are autistic. They do not need the same things. So again, it's very, very important that you learn and you get somebody who is good at it, who really is good at it, who's done not just one or two or ten, or who claims to be the end-all, be-all, but somebody, like I tell people, Google people. Run a criminal background check on them. Make sure they're not a sham and a scam artist. Make sure they haven't been in jail before for things. And be smart, because if you're paying somebody $25,000, $30,000 for a service dog, yeah, you know what? You're buying that dog. You ought to make sure, like if you were buying a car, that it's a really good place that's going to stand behind their animal and give you the best they can possibly provide. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolfe. And we're talking about service dogs, and we're talking about getting yourself a real service dog, not having a fake badge and not having a fake dog. Because you know something? Even if you claim your dog is a service dog, if your dog bites somebody, you know, you can be sued. You can lose your house. Your kids will never have to worry about college because you won't be able to afford it because you will have lost their college funds and any investments or homes you own or used to own. So it's not really just a laughing matter. I was actually talking to somebody today, one of my clients who owns a nail spa, and they do different kinds of things. And the woman was getting a pedicure, and she had her little dog sitting on her lap, and the dog bit the manicurist. So now the lady who owns the place feels bad because she loves dogs, and she's got three of her own. But the problem is, The dog shouldn't have been there. Dogs should not be in a public place without a certificate that says that they have been found to be appropriately behaved and that they are therapy or service dog certified. The problem is the agencies that are training dogs to be therapy or service dogs don't have a specific manual. Everyone uses cookies and treats and clickers, and that's lovely for a dog that's well-behaved. But if you have a dog who is dog aggressive, guess what? It shouldn't be a therapy or service dog. I can't tell you how many times I've seen dogs that are service dogs lunging at my dogs who are ignoring them. I was just actually, when I was in Indianapolis, there was a lady there who had a little golden retriever, real cute little dog. It was maybe 4 or 5 years old, little though, tiny, I mean, maybe 40 pounds. And so this lady had, and I had Savannah, and this lady, as I was walking up the street, you know, on the same side of the wide street, she goes, "Oh, don't bring your dog near me." I said, I'm not bringing her near you. She goes, "Oh, because my dog's not good with other dogs." And I looked and I see service vest, and from, I guess you can figure out that that's nothing anymore. And I said, "Well, but it's a, yours is a service dog. My dog's not going to come near you because she's working." She says, "Oh, no, but my dog doesn't like other dogs." She lunges at them. Well, I mean, and like it's okay. Like, "Oh, yeah, my child, yeah, he's an axe murderer. He has a pellet gun. He likes to shoot people. But so don't come near me because I don't want him to get upset and shoot you." Excuse me? There's something wrong with that logic. Those are people who might have a legitimate reason to have a dog. Although if they don't understand, and it's not the hardest thing in the world to train a dog, especially for blood sugar. That's a really easy thing to train. The problem is people who are experts like myself and like some of the other legitimate groups, like the, some of the seeing eye dogs and the hearing dogs, and one other group that does autism dogs, we're not going to give you secrets because we can't tell you how to do things. If we tell you one or two things, you're going to take that and you're going to think that you know everything. It's human nature. So it's really important to know that most of what you see on the internet is bogus. Most of what you see on the internet is people who don't know what they're doing, and they're just trying to get people to hit on their website or something. They're not doing it for the right reason. Any legitimate agency is going to keep its, I don't want to say secrets, but keep its techniques and methods proprietary and keep them kind of out of the public, because otherwise you say, "Oh, well, yeah, I trained with ABQ dog training school. And, you know, well, I didn't complete all of it, but, you know, I did read a couple of the, like, couple of chapters, and I'm a dog trainer now." And that's scary, because the people who have that kind of an attitude are the ones who are also at fault. If you need help, you can come through Merlin's Kids. If you have a child or a person with a disability, you can contact us at 855-HI-WYATT. 855-HI-WYATT, or you can get us on the web at www.merlinskids.org, MERLINSKIDS.org, and you can look up and sign up for one of our group classes or private training classes, depending on where you are and what kind of issues you need to have addressed and have the dog alert on. If you want to have a dog who is super well behaved and you don't need the dog to go outside and go anywhere else, people say, "Well, I really don't need the dog to be that well behaved or that well trained, just in the house." Well, if you can go out of the house and you don't need that dog, that's by definition, if you're going out without the dog and you can function perfectly well, then that kills your ADA of 1990, because a dog is considered as an adaptive device, same as a cane or a walker or an oxygen tank. So if you can live without oxygen tanks when you're out, but not when you're home, well, then it's not an adaptive device. So you really have to think twice about what you're doing. If you need to have the dog, now going into school with a child with autism, that's another story. But if you have a dog and you need to have that dog, then you need to always have that dog. And what happens if you don't have that dog properly trained and behaviorally modified so that the dog is behaving perfectly, then if you need to take that dog out, now you're limited again and you can't take your dog out. There's so many people out there who could be benefiting by having a service dog, but not by having a fake one. Train your dog through an accredited agency, and I don't even know if there any if anybody else actually will take somebody else's dog other than some local trainer who's looking to make a few thousand dollars and give it a shot without knowing. But like Merlin's Kids has, and UnitedK9Professionals.com, which is 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, pros, 855-4-K-9-PROS. If you contact us and you go onto our website, not only can you learn how to train your own service dog, assuming you have two legitimate needs that could be fulfilled by a service dog, we will be happy to help you. And when you graduate through our program, which, by the way, you're going to be around 20 dogs of different breeds or 40 dogs, you're going to be around children, people of different races, ethnic backgrounds. You're going to be, they're going to be near other smells. They're going to be near kids on surf, on skateboards, and kids carrying, you know, things over their shoulders, and, you know, any kind of a thing you can imagine. They're going to be near cars and bicycles and scooters. They're going to be on airplanes. They're going to be going through to really, truly be able to handle all those things so that you can take your dog there. It's okay if your dog can't do that now. That's what we do. We fix issues so that your dog then would be able to go and to go to places where you want the dog to help you in, or your child in any different way that you need it. Disney World rides. I mean, granted, you're not going to go on something that's, you know, Space Mountain with a dog. But short of that, yeah, the dog is going to go on the It's a Small World After All little thing at, down at the Disney. It, if you need that dog to be with you or your child needs the dog, then that dog should be trained and appropriately handled. Now, we also do offer classes and full certification in natural canine behavior rehabilitation, as well as in service dog training for your own dog or to train dogs for other people as well, and in cancer detection training, and in in-school service dogs, which are actually trained to detect different levels, and I'm not going to say it, but different levels of chemicals in the brain and in the body. And we actually teach the dogs how to work with multiple children. We have one, Casey and Callie. Callie's been working with about 90 children. So, and that's 90 children at one time, so much so that when one of the young ladies came in and had first time in her life she'd had her period, the dog alerted to her because there was a new smell on that particular child. So this was really groundbreaking, amazing stuff. We're happy to get you involved. You definitely want to check us out if you're interested in training service dogs or getting involved in natural canine behavior rehabilitation anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world. Again, that's 1-855-HI-WYATT or 855, the number 4-K-9-PROS. We cannot wait to see you again next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful, healthy, happy holiday. And the future Dr. Jody Joseph, study hard. We got lots of dogs. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Learn how to teach your dog how to be a service dog.